Let's talk sports on the local scene yesterday. In baseball, the Thief River Falls Prowlers swept Crookston in a doubleheader, winning 11-2 in five innings in Game 1 and 5-3 in Game 2. Northern Freeze topped Manomanwaubin 4-0, and East Grand Forks shut out Grand Forks Central 9-0. Softball yesterday, Thief River Falls Prowlers beat East Grand Forks 8-2. Badger Greenbush Middle River over Sacred Heart by the final of 22-4. Track and field at Minnesota Section 8 2A True Team meet held in Detroit Lakes yesterday. On the boys' side, Dilworth Glendon Felton finished first with 414. Detroit Lakes was second with 406, followed by Fergus Falls third, then Pequot Lakes, Perm, East Grand Forks, Little Falls, Park Rapids, Thief River Falls as a team finished ninth overall. On the girls' side, Pequot Lakes was first with a total of 451. Detroit Lakes was second with 408, followed by Fergus Falls, Perham, Park Rapids area. Thief River Falls was sixth, then Little Falls, Dilworth, Clinton, Felton, and East Grand Forks. Kendra Merkins of Thief River Falls finished first in the 100 meters, and Kendra Merkins finished first in the 200 meters. Girls' golf. On Thursday, the Faustin Invite in Bemidji saw Fergus Falls shoot a 353 to capture first place. Park Christian two shots back in second with 355. Park Rapids was third. Then Wadena Deer Creek, Roseau, Barnesville, Holly, East Grand Forks, Perham, Badger Greenbush, Middle River, DGF, Fertile Beltrami, Thief River Falls, Prowlers finished 13th. Then Manomanwaubin and Northern Freeze. Individually, Anna Ekman of Park River shot a 70. She was the medalist of the day, five shots better than Annika Jerks of Fergus Falls, who finished second with a 75. College baseball, the Northland Pioneers won one, lost one yesterday in the opening round of the Region 13 baseball tournament in St. Cloud. Northland beat North Dakota State College of Science 1-0, and with the win, the eighth-seeded Pioneers advanced to the Bracket A semifinals to face top-seeded Alexandria. Alexandria scored a pair of runs in both the first and fourth innings, and the Pioneers rallied with two runs in the top of the ninth, but ultimately came up short in the 4-2 loss. The Pioneers returned to Dick Putz Field in St. Cloud this afternoon, 2 o'clock, to face North Dakota State College of Science once again. On the local scene today, high school softball, Thief River Falls Prowlers are against Roseau at home. Elsewhere, West Marshall is at Red Lake Falls. Hear that one on North Country 99.3. Lee Generex has it for you with the pregame at 1:30. Also, Red Lake Falls hosting Fertile Beltrami. And hear that one on North Country 99.3 with Lee Generex, the pregame right around 4 o'clock in that one. So a doubleheader of Red Lake Falls softball today. Red Lake Falls ranked number one in the state of Minnesota. Elsewhere in softball, Crookston is at Barnesville. High school baseball today, Red Lake County is at Fertile Beltrami. Hear that one on 94.1 The Falls. Jameson has that action for you. Pregame at 4 o'clock, again on 94.1 The Falls. Elsewhere, Ada Borb West at the Northern Freeze. Badger Greenbush Middle River is at Sacred Heart. Boys golf, Thief River Falls invite scheduled for today. Boys tennis, Thief River Falls at Bemidji. Boys and girls track, Thief River Falls at Warren Alfredo Oslo meet scheduled for today. The Minnesota Twins coasted to an 11-1 win over the Seattle Mariners to win their fifth consecutive series yesterday in Minneapolis. Now the Twins will travel to Toronto to open up a weekend series here on KTRF. Pregame 5:30 tonight, again on KTRF. And the Minnesota Timberwolves getting ready to host Denver in Game 3 of the Best of 7 NBA Playoffs Semifinal Series. You can hear it on KTRF. It starts at 8:30, but we'll join it following Twins baseball tonight. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.